At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 397 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Tuesday, everyone. What is going on? How are you? Guys, I am struggling. Last night was, I would argue, a top 10, and I've been betting on sports a long time. I'm 34 years old. I started betting on sports when I was 18. I gotta say, last night was a top 10 worst sports betting night of my life. Oh my God. It wasn't just, and I'm going to run through this, guys, and just be prepared because we're going to talk a lot of baseball today. I got a lot of games I love. We got 15 games on the board. I have 11 system matches with some value. I actually have a new MLB system that I wanted to share with you guys. So it's going to be a lot of baseball, but I think today is not only talking about our games today, but talking about bad beats and how to cope with them and how to keep your mental sanity when you have ridiculous PTSD and you want to smash your TV. And it feels like every play is personal, like the universe is against you. And this happens in sports betting. You can say, you know, whether I'm betting on the game or not, things just play out the way they play out. But there are some nights where it literally feels like the sports betting gods are laughing at you and they are wanting to inflict pain on you. And that's what I think last night was, guys. So let's just talk about it. We got a lot to get to. It's going to be a big baseball day. This is going to be maybe a rare podcast for me because I'm annoyed. I'm pissed off. I'm not going to lie to you. Last night was the worst night of MLB all season for me personally. And just in terms of the way we lost these games, it wasn't that we got blown out early. It wasn't that there were some tough breaks here and there. It was like almost every game was against us, and it was inventing new ways to lose in heartbreaking fashion. So this just goes to show you, sports betting's hard, guys. You're going to win, you're going to lose. You got to stick with it. But we're going to talk about how to cope with terrible, awful, bad beats, what to do and what not to do, and just kind of, you know, roll out Dr. Melfi's couch on The Sopranos, and I'm going to be Tony Soprano, and maybe you guys can, or maybe we'll flip it the other way. I don't know if you guys are on these plays with me as well, but maybe I'll be Dr. Melfi, and you guys will be Tony, but we're just going to band together, we're going to batten down the hatches, we're going to circle the wagons. I'm going to throw as many cliches at you as I can, but today's a day where I just want to hang out with the Sharp crew and just commiserate. And really just talk about what an aberration, what a Haley's Comet, what a ridiculous situation where literally everything that could have gone wrong or against us went wrong. So overall, guys, 1-7 minus 6.09 units, unacceptable, ridiculous, terrible, awful, just disgusting. But it wasn't just the way that we lost. Because I've had bad nights before where, again, I'm not even close. You know, you bet a team, they're down 5-0 in the first, and it's like, hey, this just isn't my night. Not only was it not our night, but it literally the gambling gods invented new ways to just torture us last night. So I'm going to run through some plays, and we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to talk about our games today. But here are a few that just and basically almost every game was just ridiculous. And I had people on Twitter. The trolls were going nuts. I mean, it was brutal. So I've been taking it on all ends here today, to be honest with you guys. But I'm a big boy. I can handle it. It's always next man up, next day, next challenge here. But let's just talk about bad beats, what happened last night, and how we move forward after a night like last night. Because last night's the kind of night, especially with baseball, and I feel like baseball is the one sport that does this to you. I don't know what it is. It's the oldest game in America. You know, it's over, 140 years old. But it feels like with baseball, even when I watch Red Sox games and I listen to, like, Dennis Eckersley, the announcer, it's like you always see something you never seen before. And if you're betting on sports and you're betting on baseball, grinding it consistently, you encounter things that you never even knew was possible. And there's like such a huge sample size with baseball. It's like, I'm sure this has happened before, and I bet it has. But again, it felt personal last night. That's what really, really upset me. So let's just run through it. You know, I was having a good day, start off my day taking the Red Sox under 9.5. And we're cruising. We got out of a lot of jams. It was 3-1 going into the ninth. I'm like, nice. We got under 9.5. Even if my guy Matt Barnes, who was an all-star and has completely fallen off the map, he's got a 15 ERA, I think, in the month of August. But even Matt Barnes, give up a run. That's okay. We're good. We got some wiggle room here. Barnes blows the saves. So going into the ninth inning, 3-1 game, 4 runs scored. We have the under 9.5. I'd like to know what the probability of cashing that under is. I got to say it's 95%, 99%. We can literally give up a handful of runs and still comfortably cash that one. But what happens? Matt Barnes gives it up, 3-3 game. It goes into extras. Then it's 4-4. Then in the bottom of the, I don't even know, was it the 10th, the 11th? I don't even remember. But the Red Sox load the bases. And Travis Shaw, who I was betting on the Red Sox against the Yankees. Travis Shaw came up, bases loaded. I was on the Sox. He struck out. He's a journeyman guy. I actually kind of like Travis Shaw. I call him the mayor of Ding Dong City here in Boston. And he's back. They pick him up off the scrap heap. What does Travis Shaw do? He could have done anything. It was a full count. He could have walked. He could have gotten hit by a pitch. He could have had a sacrifice fly, a ground out, a pass ball, anything. And what does he do? He hits a grand slam. Are you kidding me? 3-1 game. They tie it up in the ninth. Then they score 6 runs in extras. We lose our under 9.5 with an 8-4 game. Ridiculous. Now, if you want to commiserate with me, you know, I was actually coasting Betting Across America yesterday, and I watched this as it happened, I tweeted about it. I kind of made fun of myself. It's like, you know, when you just throw up your hands and say, unbelievable, how did I lose an under 9.5 when it was 3-1 in the ninth? That's just the way it is, you know. So I was like, hey, let's have a little fun with it. But that's okay. I got a bunch of games later in the day. We can make up for that. Just a terrible bad beat. And what is a bad beat? A bad beat, you'll hear it in the industry all the time. A bad beat is when you're looking good, you're cruising, you're going to win, you're looking like you're really, really in a perfect spot, and then your team blows it and you lose in heartbreaking fashion. That's what bad beats are. So let's keep going, guys, because that wasn't it. It got worse. That's the thing. It got worse. And you can tell maybe by the sound of my voice, I'm fired up. That really, really annoyed me last night, like seriously. And then I'm gonna come off the cliff, and then I'm going to tell you how we move forward after bad beats like this. So let's go to the next one. How about the Arizona Diamondbacks? How about a sharp move to the Diamondbacks where they open plus 115, get down to plus 106? And the other thing that even made me more annoyed, guys, is like we beat the closing lines on all these games. So not only did we do our part, beat the closing lines, get better numbers than what they closed at, but we also lost in heartbreaking fashion. So could it get any worse? Probably not. I put last night as the worst night definitely of the year. And again, top 10 worst betting nights of my life. It might be top 5. That's how bad and annoyed I was. But anyway, guys, we get a nice plus 110 with Arizona. After we do the pot, it gets down to plus 105. Arizona has a 5-2 lead in the 7th inning. What do? They blow it and lose 6-5. Let's go to the next one, the Colorado Rockies. Got a good number with the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies went from plus 120 down to plus 112. They kind of stayed around there after the pod, but I'm riding my plus 112 there with the Rockies. They're up 4-1 in the eighth. What do? They blow it and lose 6-4. If that wasn't enough, let's keep going because it got worse. The Oakland A's. How about the Oakland A's? 3-2 lead going into the ninth, bringing in Lou Trevino, who's got a 2 ERA. Guy's been unhittable all year. First pitch to Ty France, home run, game tied. At that point, it became comical to me that it's just like, and it's weird, when you're running hot, you expect good things to happen. When things aren't going your way, you expect terrible things to happen. And that's exactly what I thought. I went into the ninth inning. I'm like, okay, it can't get any worse tonight. I have to have something go my way, right? Nope. Ty France, home run, 3-2. And then what's after that? What do they do? Give up two more runs. And then it's a 5-3 Seattle game. And then what happens in the ninth? 1-2-3, like it's nothing. Just completely lie down and die. The A's there. So A's, one of the sharpest moves of the night. They go from plus minus 107, like pick 'em, all the way to like minus 135. Got a decent minus 130 there. Again, blow that one too. Now, if that wasn't enough, how about our football game last night? Looking good and going into the fourth quarter with the under. New Orleans Saints, Jacksonville Jaguars, under 40. It's 23-6 in the fourth quarter. That's 29 points overall. There's like 5 minutes left. What do the Jacksonville Jaguars do, who were terrible all game and did nothing? They score two touchdowns. They convert a two-point conversion. The Jaguars score 18 points in the fourth quarter. And not only do they lose, so what was the point of that? They lose 23-21. We lose our under 40. So, again, backbreaking fashion, 18 points fourth quarter. You score two meaningless touchdowns. The final one was just honestly pathetic because C.J. Beathard was in there, and he throws a touchdown on to the right side. The guy was totally uncovered. So, like, New Orleans, appreciate the defense there, guys. But if that wasn't bad enough, I mean, I guess my only consolation is, like, thank God I didn't lay the points with New Orleans. To be honest, the way things were going, I almost expected. I was like, did I bet that? I hope I didn't, because there was a line move to New Orleans, minus 3, 3.5, up to 4. What an awful bad beat if you had New Orleans minus the points, because Jacksonville had no business covering that game. But literally, guys, a 1-7 night, minus 6.09 units, awful. And it's not just that we lost, it's the way we lost. We were looking good in every single game, it seems like. And of course, they find a way to rip out our heart and dance to the beat. So I can't belabor the point too much, but I want you guys to know I love betting. I take this very seriously. Nights like last night, where you beat the closing line, you get your heart ripped out, there's nothing worse. This is, that's a bet. I guess, again, consolation is it doesn't get any worse like last night. Like if, and when we have good nights or things are going our way, you look back and say, wow, how about that August 23rd Monday night where literally everything went against us? But I'm annoyed. I'm fired up. But now I'm going to take myself off the ledge. I just want you guys to know that I care. I can't stand it when a podcast play loses. I can't stand it when, you know, we bet on something at the virtual bar and we get our hearts ripped out. It really eats at me. I can't stand it. I hate it. I just want you to know it really, really drives me nuts. Okay. Whew. All right. I'm off my pedestal here. Okay. Now, how do you react to bad beats? Bad beats happen to everybody. I've had 1-7 nights. I've had 0-7 nights. I've had terrible nights. It happens. But it's how you react to them that really defines you as a better. So I think there's a couple ways you look at it. You have a terrible night the previous night. There's one of two ways you can go here. Number one, you can say, screw this, F the world. I'm going to bet every game tonight. I'm going to double down. I'm going to bet more on each one. I'm going to chase, and I'm going to get it all back tonight. Public service announcement. Do not do that. That is one of the worst things you can possibly do. Because, again, you have a bad night, you could have another bad night. That's betting. You have a great night, you could have another great night. It's like that gambler's fallacy roulette lands on red 10 times in a row. You say it's got to be black tomorrow or the next turn. No, it could be red again. That's the way it goes. So do not chase. Do not double down. Do not parlay. You take your lumps, you take your medicine, and you move on to the next day. So number one, don't ever, ever chase. You could just dig a deeper hole and get in more in trouble. And here's the other thing. I'm in betting for life, guys. There's no way out for me. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I feel like I have the best job in the world. Betting on sports, covering the sports betting market, working for VSiN. I died and went to heaven in the position that I'm in. And I wouldn't have another way, and I never want to stop betting. But I think a lot of people, when they have a terrible night, they say to themselves, I quit. You know, put my hands up. I'm done. I can't go through this. I'm losing 10 years off of my life. When the Red Sox blow a 3-1, four runs scored going into ninth, you lose the under 9.5. When Arizona blows it, Rockies blow it, A's blow it, New Orleans Saints blows it, all these. I quit. I'm done. I'm not going to do it. I understand that as well. But here's the thing. Scared money don't make no money. And oftentimes, if you just walk away and just quit, you're never going to have an opportunity to get any of those losses back. And again, you got to have the mental toughness. And really, guys, baseball, I'll be honest, it's hard. It's the hardest sport. We were cruising there for many a month there. And now it's like, it's just like the apocalypse now with all these terrible bad beats. But anyway, I don't think quitting is another opportunity there. I'm not a quitter. I'll never quit this. I'm doing this for life. I want to get sharper. I want to learn from my losses. But also, I do my part. I beat the closing line. I have a terrible bad beat. What can you do? I'm not going to kill myself over it. I'm not going to smash, my TV. I'm not going to break a window. I'm not going to scream at my fiance. It just, it happens. You just got to deal with it. And you just got to, as hard and as badly as you want to go nuts and flip out and break something, it's not going to do anything for you. It's not, you know, maybe you release, like, I'll be honest, I can't wait to go to the gym today. I can't wait to bet my plays and go super hard at the gym to take away some steam here. But again, if you quit, you're not going to see any results. And also, the great philosopher, Young Jeezy, once said, scared money don't make no money. So what I say, guys, bad nights happen, great nights happen. We've gone 7-1, we've gone 1-7. We've lost 6 units, we've made 6 units. It's part of the business that we're in. So my suggestion with bad beats, as terrible as they are, I do like to think that there is karma in the world and there is karma in sports betting. Sports betting's weird the way it goes. I always say to myself, if there's a bad beat, you know what? I'm going to get some built-in capital there, some investment, and down the road, I'm going to get a great backdoor cover. That's one way that I look at it, because all things are cyclical here. But I think you just got to stick with it. And my suggestion is, as terrible as last night was, flat betting, no parlays, grinding. Grinding ain't easy. Sports betting ain't easy. No, if anyone who tells you that it is, they're completely wrong. It's hard. This is why the books make so much money, because it's difficult to win sports bets. Not only do you have to cap the game right, but things got to go your way. You got to fight off luck and luck or unluckiness and randomness. The key is beating the closing line. So any consolation from a terrible night last night is we got really good numbers in all these games. So again, I know you don't want to hear that, and I don't really want to hear that either after you go 1-7. But that is something to take advantage of moving forward and lean on moving forward. Because when there are nights when nothing goes your way, there's going to be nights where everything goes our way. It's just part of betting. So grinding, sticking with it, I think it's the hardest thing to see the forest amongst the trees. And just flush it out. Let it go. Put it aside. And move forward. So that's my soapbox there for my bad beat discussion. And now I'm halfway through the pod. That's crazy. I might have to listen to this pod again, because I feel like I was going ham right there. But anyway, guys, I think we should take our very, very short break quickly before we go. Housekeeping, as always, sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Get my market insights, sharp reports every day. Get promos for legal sports books. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. It's got a rundown of all the shows that day. I'll be co-hosting Betting Across America with my guy Mike Pritchard 3-5 this afternoon. And I have all the helpful links you need that day. Again, you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN membership. VSiN.com/subscribe. Get every Points Spread Weekly magazine, the afternoon best bet emails, 20% off the store, get hats, get merch, and of course all of the betting guides and everything behind the VSiN.com paywall. That just go to VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up for a 10-day trial. You can go monthly or yearly or cancel if you don't like it, but I bet you will. And then lastly, get on Twitter. Follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And if you want to shoot me an email, and I'm reaching out to the crew, I'm putting up my bat signal up in the air in a dark and gloomy night from last night. How do you guys handle bad beats? I'd love to know. Are you superstitious like me? Do you just turn the page? You know, part of me is like, I've been in this game so long, it happens. But it really kills me when other people who bet these games with me lose. That really, really eats me. I can take the losses, but I can't stand it when my buddies, you guys, take a loss here. So reach out to me via email, josh@vsiN.com. But guess what, guys? It's over with. I just had to address last night. You had to hear it from the horse's mouth. And I hope you know from the tone of my voice and my expression that it really upset me last night. But again, turn the page, let it go. We're not going to chase tonight. We're not going to lay off tonight. We're just going to keep doing what we always do. So we're going to take a very, very short break here, guys. When we get back, no more crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in sports betting. Bad beat, great backdoor cover, doesn't matter. Our process never changes. So guess what, guys? When we get back, we're going to run through the MLB board. And I'm excited to stick with it and get some units back tonight. So when we return, running through a big, big, big Tuesday in the MLB. And guess what? I'm feeling like the universe owes us something today, guys. So do not go anywhere. When we return, walking through the MLB slate for today, 15 games on the board. I got 11 games that caught my eye, and I have a system match that's a little bit intriguing based on late season, something to keep an eye out for. So do not go anywhere, guys. On the bounce back edition of the Tuesday VSiN Market Insights Podcast, episode 397, grinding in the arena, hopefully bouncing back, knock on wood today with a big, big Tuesday. So do not go anywhere, guys. We will be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. Whew. So after a deep breath there, after I was on my soapbox, but I feel like you guys probably felt the same way I did, anyone who played those bets last night. So it makes me feel a little bit better that I am not alone and bad beats happen to everyone. But again, it just stinks when it happens to you. But anyway, guys, let's turn the page. A lot of games today, and I like a lot of games that we're going to talk about. So let's start breaking them down. First one on the board, Seattle, Mariners, and Oakland A's. So obviously, don't get me started. A's blew it last night. Seattle had a big comeback win there. I'm looking at grabbing the plus money with Seattle. And again, not because, you know, I'm mad at the A's for blowing it. You got to just toss it aside and take each game individually. I see a sharp line freeze here in Seattle. And I think the thought process is Oakland's really good. Seattle's playing above their heads. And Oakland has to bounce back and win today. But I like this spot, grabbing plus money with Seattle. I'll tell you why. A lot of these books open Oakland at home around minus 150. They're getting a majority of the bets, a little less than two-thirds of the bets, the popular bet today, saying they got to bounce back and win. But guess what? They've either stayed minus 150, or I've seen some books get down to like minus 145. So if everyone's betting Oakland and Gambler's Fallacy says they got to bounce back and win today, why didn't they shoot up to minus 160, minus 170? That didn't happen. They stayed the same or fell. So I see value on Seattle here. Seattle is 7-4 against Oakland this year. And this would also be a classic road division dog with a high total. High total 8.5. You know, again, that was definitely an old school high total. Now I'd say high total is maybe more like 9. But a division dog, built-in familiarity. We love our divisional dogs. Road division dog high total. Also a road division dog off a win. That's a system that I really liked historically. It's about only 45%, but with the plus money, it's about a 6% ROI. So I'm going to take a shot in Seattle. And again, with crazy, wacky things happening here, why can't Seattle win again? I see a sharp line freeze, and I'm taking the plus money with the Mariners. Keep on cruising. Don't get me started with Arizona. I'm going back to the well with Arizona. We get our revenge here tonight with the Arizona Snakes. So this is a kind of a split ticket count. Public again sees two terrible teams and says, hey, what am I going to do? Should I really lay a minus number with Arizona, who's terrible on the road? Should I also back Pittsburgh, who's also awful? What do I do here? Split ticket count right down the middle, but I see a line move toward the Snakes. Arizona, a lot of these books open at a pick 'em minus 105 or Arizona slightly minus 110. And we've seen Arizona shoot up to minus 115. Looks like they're even creeping up to around minus 120. So I like this spot with Arizona. This would be a non-division favorite with steam 10 cents or more, 61% this year. I also think the X factor, a couple things. Number one, Arizona 3-1 against Pittsburgh. Obviously blew it yesterday. But one thing about Pittsburgh, they don't hit lefties very well. I mean, they don't hit anyone very well. Obviously, they're one of the worst teams in baseball. But against lefties, they're 9-28. And they're going up against Madison Bumgarner, who's pitched really well his last three starts. He's given up two runs or less his last three starts. His ERA is now 4.06. I'm going to back Mad Bum here, and I like this move toward Arizona against a Pittsburgh team that cannot hit lefties. So let's hopefully have that continue here tonight. Let's go Snakes. Keep on cruising. I will fully admit this isn't a particularly sharp play, but it's an intuition play, and it's a play that I'm willing to make because there are so many things terrible about the Baltimore Orioles right now. So what I'm talking about is the LA Angels here, guys. The Angels open on the road around minus 135. They're down to minus 130. So you say to yourself, okay, a little bit of Baltimore money coming in there, going from, what, plus 125 down to plus 120? So that's true. There was a little Oriole money. However, using my intuition, I am more than happy to continue to bet against Baltimore. And this is something that, as a bettor, you gotta make do with in your own head. Do I want to go against a little bit of movement toward Baltimore? No, not really. But if I don't, if I bet on Baltimore and they lose again, I can't live with myself tonight. Again, they've lost 18 games in a row. I think of that 18, I want to say either 16 or 17 were by two runs or more. So I'm going to buy low on the Angels, actually. You can now get a minus 130. It was minus 135. Baltimore with this huge losing streak. The Angels are 3-0 against Baltimore. Also, I'm really leaning on the bats of the Angels to really rake here against Spencer Watkins. So the Angels are hitting 249 this year. That's eighth best in baseball. Baltimore hitting 237. That's 20th. On the pitching matchup here, you think Dylan Bundy, 6 ERA is terrible. He got lit up against Toronto two starts ago, but two of his last three starts, he gave up two runs, he gave up no runs. So I know he's got a 6.04 ERA, but he's pitched a little bit better here. Whereas Spencer Watkins for Baltimore, he's given up, lost his last three, he's got a 5.62 ERA, and in these last three games he's pitched, Orioles have lost 8-4, 8-1, and 12-3. So again, I fully got to admit, there was a little move toward Baltimore here, but I'm going Angels. I'm going Angels, and I'm going to back the Halos with their bats against a Baltimore team that really is just god-awful right now. Keep on cruising. Tampa Bay Rays. I'm taking a shot on the Rays tonight, guys. They're in Philadelphia. This was kind of a pick 'em game, minus 105 both sides. Some books were around minus 110 Tampa Bay, but really all movement has been toward Tampa. They're minus 110, minus 112. I see a minus 115. Pretty much all movement has been toward Tampa in this one. This would match some systems for me. Interleague line move, especially on a favorite. It's about 58% so far this year. Also non-division favorites, which obviously when you're interleague, you're non-division. But non-division favorites here, 61%. And also a couple systems on a short road favorite, minus 150 or less, 60% this year, 7% ROI. And a road favorite off a big win. Because remember, Tampa Bay rolled against, I think it was the White Sox. They beat them 9-0. Then they had a day off. But if you are a road favorite and you won your last game by five runs or more, 81-43 this year, 65%. So I'm going to take a shot on Tampa. They're 2-0 against Philadelphia this year. And Tampa Bay is 28-21 against left-handed pitchers. They're going up against Ranger Suarez here. So give me Tampa at a very short price in that one. Keep on cruising. I said I had a system for you guys, and I came up with it today because here's the other thing, guys. When I have a terrible night, I can't sleep, and I just it annoys me, and I got terrible sleep last night in general, but it makes me go to the lab, and the lab is my historical database where I look for new systems, and here's one that I uncovered last night. It got me thinking because there's a lot of good teams tonight getting plus money, and I wanted to dial it up. So I looked at my database. I looked at dogs in late in season, August or September. that have a good winning percentage of 55% or more. So they're playing 550 baseball and they're a dog and it's late season. You're looking back the last decade, they're only 48%, but you'd be up almost $5,000-$6,000 here. So that tells you that if it's a good team and they're getting plus money, it's a value type play. So with that being said, I'm going to go White Sox here. They match this system. They're also a White Sox off a loss play, 33-19. I had to mention it. You got to mention at least one win. I mean, thank God Toronto won last night. Like, seriously, the only one we got. But anyway, guys, Toronto open with Barrios on the mound. They're the popular play. I think it's a buy low spot on the White Sox, who I think have now lost three or four in a row. But this is opener Blue Jays minus 130. They're down to minus 122. So the line is dropping toward the White Sox. They match this late season good team dog plus money system. They're also a road dog high total of 9. So I'm going to take a shot here on the White Sox, getting a little bit of plus money with the White Sox. I got a plus 114 with the Southsiders here. Again, with that system that we're leaning on. Here is another one that is a system match. It's kind of right down the middle. It's a pick 'em. It would kind of qualify as a dog, but I'm going to take a shot on San Francisco here, guys. The San Francisco Los Gigantes, you saw a lot of these books open, again, a pick 'em. I saw one book that opened like minus 115 with the Mets at home, but it's pretty much stayed a pick 'em here. And if you're giving me a pick 'em game with the best team in baseball, to me, that's a worthwhile bet. If I lose on San Fran tonight at a pick 'em, I'm okay with that. Again, I want to win, obviously, but what I'm getting at is this is a value play for me. And again, some movement has been towards San Fran in this spot. But this would match, again, technically that late season dog, because a lot of these books are like minus 107 Mets, minus 103 San Fran. But for all intents and purposes, it's a pick 'em. But anyway, here, guys, New York Mets, they're only 14-24 against lefties this year. They're going up against, what's his name, Spencer Long? I got to find this guy. Sammy Long, 1-1, 5.72 ERA. Taylor Megill is on the bump here for the Mets. But Mets have struggled against lefties, 14-24. Also, San Fran, 7-3 their last 10, and the Mets 2-8 their last 10. So you got the best team in baseball playing well against a team that's struggling, who is bad against lefties. Also, the Mets minus 24 run differential, San Fran plus 142. Taking a shot here on San Fran, guys. See if we can get kind of a pick 'em price here on the best team in baseball. Keep on cruising. This is a sharp move. It's disgusting, but I saw some money on the Miami Fish here, the Marlins. This game open. This is a really sharp move, actually, dog to favorite. A lot of these books open Washington on the road, minus 110. It's now flipped to Miami at home, minus 110. So dog to favorite here with Miami. This would match home favorite with steam 10 cents or more, 62% this year. Short home favorites, minus 130 or less, 58% with almost a 10% ROI in this one. And then also Miami, they're 30-30 at home, nothing crazy. But Washington struggled on the road, 22-37. Washington has also struggled against lefties. This is Fetty against Jesus Luzardo. But Washington, 14-24 against lefties this year. And, I mean, everybody's betting Washington. No one wants to touch Miami, yet the line's going to Miami. So that's a sharp play for me on the Fish. Let's see if the Fish can get it done. Here is kind of a classic wheelhouse play for me. Give me the Guardians. This is one that really stuck out to me with a really sharp steam move. But the Cleveland Indians, going to be the Guardians. They're at home against Texas. Texas did their part to kill our Red Sox under yesterday. But anyway, Cleveland opened minus 150 at home. They've been steamed up to minus 165. Big move here toward the Tribe. 15 cents of steam or more off a win, 59% this year. Non-division home favorites. But also a schedule spot. This is a rested favorite versus a back-to-back team. Those spots, especially if they're a non-division favorite versus a back-to-back team, 36-16, 69% this year. So again, Cleveland was rested, didn't play yesterday, had the day off. Texas played in Boston, now they got to travel. It's a tough turnaround for Texas. I'm going Cleveland here, guys. Texas is terrible as a dog, 34-69. Cleveland is actually good as a favorite, 35-18. Texas is 15-47 on the road this year, one of the worst road teams in baseball. So let's go Tribe. Next one up. I'm a Red Sox fan, but I see value on the Yankees tonight, guys. This is kind of a split ticket count down the middle. This is a system match to our late season really good team as a dog. So again, reminder, if you are in August, September, or I actually had October as well, not postseason though, but if you have like the October 1st, 2nd, like to end the year, if you are a late season team, a good team, 550 ball or better, and you're a dog, again, 48%, good ROI, value play here on the Yankees, who have now won, 10 in a row. There's also a dog high total, so it's a value play for me on New York. But again, this game opened, a lot of books were around minus 145 Atlanta. It's now down to around minus 135. So split ticket count, not overwhelmingly public, and a good value bet on a team that is playing great right now, that looks unstoppable, that's getting plus money. So road dog high total, there's a nine and a half with this total. So I'm going to go Yankees here. I'm going to take some plus money, plus 125 here with New York on the road. Let's see if we can get it done with the Yanks. Keep it cruising. Only a couple left here. Colorado against the Chicago Cubs. So again, Colorado killed me last night. Don't get me started, but I'm going Cubbies here. Again, not out of principle because I'm annoyed with Colorado, but two things going on here. Number one, sharp line move to the Cubs. Everybody's betting Colorado here. Mostly pitching matchup-wise, Herman Marquez has actually had a decent year this year. He's 11-9, 3.73 ERA. Pitching against Justin Steele, 2-2, 3.22 ERA for the Cubbies. But Colorado open at minus 140, and this is one of the most lopsided bets on Colorado tonight. Almost three out of four bets are laying the wood with Colorado minus 140, but now they're actually down to minus 130. So I see some dog movement there toward the Cubbies. On Colorado, I guess I should have known last night that they'd rip my heart out and dance to the beat. We know them. Terrible at, on the road, good at home. On the road, 14-46. Line move to the Cubbies here. I'm looking at the Cubbies, and I'm grabbing the plus. What did I get? Make sure I got this thing right. I got plus 120. So right now, plus 120, plus 119, something like that. Give me the Cubs. Can we get some breaks going our way tonight? Seriously. Last one of the night, a no-brainer for me, Milwaukee Brew Crew. Give me the Brew Crew against Cincinnati Redlegs. This is a split ticket count. Public's down the middle. They like Milwaukee and they like Corbin Burns, who's got a, 2.13 ERA this year. But Cincy has been a good team, and their 3.78 ERA for Tyler Mahle, 10-4. It's a big number for Milwaukee. So public doesn't know what to do. But sharps like the Brew Crew tonight. I'm going to make some beer late night. Brew Crew open, minus 175. They've been steamed up all the way to minus 200. A big, big, big move there to the Brew Crew. Home favorites 200 or more are 72% this year. Big faves 200 or more off a win are 75% this year. We also have a big home favorite coming off a day off. So if you had a day off and you're a favorite of minus 150 or more, you're 64% this year. So give me the Brew Crew. I'm going to lay it with Milwaukee. It's minus 200. Betris, not bet to win, risking one unit to get a half unit back. So there you have it, guys. Big, big MLB board. Reminder, I don't expect you to play them all. You can play one, you can play them all, you can play none. It's up to you. But hopefully the pod provides you insight into some of these bets. And maybe there's a play you're leaning on or you love and you got some confirmation, or there was one maybe that you weren't thinking about that maybe intrigues you now. But run through it again. Seattle, plus 137. Arizona, minus 115. The Halos, minus 130. Tampa Bay, minus 115. San Fran, minus 104. The Fish, minus 112. Cleveland, minus 165. The Cubbies, plus 120. Milwaukee, minus 200. The Yankees, plus 125. The White Sox, plus 114. So, again, hopefully we got some decent numbers here. So, you know, we got 11 bets. Can we win six? Can we win seven? I mean, come on. Dear God, the universe. They got to give us something tonight after last night. But some good prices and some good payouts on dogs. Hopefully we can hit a few of them. But with that being said, guys, the bad beat. Dr. Melfi's Couch edition of the Market Insights podcast. Thank you for grinding with me. Thank you for sticking with me. A lot of you guys, you know, I will admit, a lot of Twitter hate, a lot of shade last night where literally everything went against us. And somehow I feel like people think I control the outcomes of these games, which is, I guess, flattering, but definitely not the case. But anyway, guys, a lot of you guys messaged and were like, just keep grinding, you know, keep sticking with it. You know, like, I love that. Again, coming from you guys, that means a lot. I appreciate it. So thank you for grinding every day in the arena. There's bad nights, but betting's hard, and it makes the good nights even that more rewarding here. But reminder, if you want to learn more, if you want to get ready for football prep, if you know someone in a newly legalized state or a relative or a buddy or a friend of yours who needs a little bit of a leg up and you're trying to get them to stop betting those parlays, I have a book called The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, available in Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Pick up a copy for you or a friend. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, including a full chapter on what I call the mental game and what to do and what not to do when every single game is a bad beat and nothing goes your way and the universe is laughing at you. Again, spoiler, don't chase, don't lay off, just stick with what you're doing, flat betting, no parlays. But there you have it, guys, a big, big day in the arena. And whatever it takes, we're gonna get it back from last night, and we're gonna think back of this day and laugh about it. Hopefully, when we rip off a hot streak here. So, anyway, guys, thank you as always for tuning in and making the Market Insights Pod a part of your day. Thank you for drinking, drowning your tears in your beer with me. I'm right there with you. Appreciate it. I guess misery loves company after last night. But seriously, guys, it means a lot to me that you tune in, you listen, you grind. And you don't sweat terrible nights like that night, like last night, too much, because you know, forest amongst the trees, bad nights happen, and we got the model that's going to make us successful bettors long term. Staying sharp, staying contrarian, betting against the public, placing ourselves on the side of the house with the smart money, not against it. Beat the closing line, flat betting, no parlays. That is the drill. So guys, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, the beautiful stadium swim, sweating sharp contrarian plays, hopefully suffering zero bad beats, getting a victory burger at Circa, or at the good old South Point where true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, wherever it may be, you're not going to flash me any tickets from last night. We're going to laugh, we're going to burn them up, and we're going to do some witchcraft like in Major League to see if we can, Tim Fraley, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about, to see if we can turn our fortunes here tonight. But seriously, guys, stick with it. It ain't easy. And one of my favorite movies, The Dark Knight, it's always darkest before the dawn. So let's get after it. Stay positive, stay confident, and let's see if we can claw back a few units tonight after, seriously, a top 10 worst betting, sports betting night of my life. I'm fully man enough to admit it was rough, and there's no way around it, but that's okay, because we ain't in here to get rich overnight. We're here to grind long term and get 0.01% sharper every single day. Good luck, everyone. Stay sharp, stay contrarian. Let's just keep grinding. Let's bounce back. And by the way, I'll leave you with this. I love the Jaguars under 6.5 win total. I tweeted this out. A lot of people seem to enjoy it. But it's a bet I already made, under 6.5 at -115. After watching that team last night and watching Urban Meyer, I think Urban Meyer's in over his head. The gifts, the jokes were hilarious last night. I saw one. It was like, when do we get to play Michigan? And I laughed out loud. I needed a laugh after a devastating night last night. So that cheered me up a little bit. But anyway, guys, good luck. Keep grinding. And you just know that I'm always with you. I'm always with you, and I'll meet you at the window. Good luck, everyone. Have a great, excellent, awesome, happy, healthy, bad beat-free Tuesday. Good luck, everyone. I will see you at the window.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.